under Qatar. And then first historic palaces in Russia was really getting involved, explaining to the people in Russia, hey, this is a selfie. This is what we, this is how you can do it. We had quite a lot of people before the text, so January 22nd was the day, but before that we had a lot of people practicing, going in, and already tweeting on hashtag. So it was quite impressive that we had these. It was also quite funny for me because I always said to people, January 22nd is museum selfie day. If you took a picture, if you took a museum selfie, share it on that day. I didn't say you had to go there on that day. I didn't say you had to be current, Pacquiao, or anything. This picture caused quite a controversy before the day even started because technically it's not a selfie. And you know, the pedantic people out there were like, that's not a selfie. That does not count. I was not going to say anything. So I kind of sat on the fence very well. Amy Dale, I don't know if you, Amy Dale used to work in Scotland. She just moved to Australia. She's always been a really huge fan of ours with old museums, and she kicked off Museum Selfie down in Australia. Now, traditionally, Australia and New Zealand always kick off cultural themes for us. I go to sleep, I wake up, and it's still going, and that's fine. She kicked it off. I sleep by a little tweet going, okay, Australia, New Zealand, you got for the next couple hours. When I wake up, I expect to see some tweets. I was not expecting this. When I woke up, we had over 2,000 contributors already, about 352 photos, and about 3,400 tweets. That was in 7 hours that I was sleeping that that happened. It was trending, I don't know if you can see the map, but it already started to trend in a lot of places, and all I was doing was giving people a platform. I just said, here, as a fun day, let's do this.
Well, I think it's more people.
Again, we had people, in that picture, the first resort houses again. But what the person in the museum was doing was that she was realizing that not a lot of people were actually doing selfies, so she went to the floor and started doing selfies with them to really encourage it. Now, because I can go over 5 minutes and I can bring this up, there was controversy because not every museum allows photos. Now, that was not my intention to cause a debate on this, which did happen. There was a big argument about what happens if you're not allowed it. Take a selfie on the outside, take a selfie with the pamphlet. So there was different ways you can go about it. The Guardian picked up on it about a week before, and we already decided that we were going to do a photo aspect of this. So some of the favorite ones were going to go on to the Guardian. And I quite honestly thought that that was going to be the only press that we were going to get. However, the Telegraph beat us to it. The Telegraph actually started to do a share of pictures before the Guardian did. Now it's getting bigger. Now more and more people are going out to museums just so they can try to get onto one of these papers. That has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the ego of the people who wanted to get involved. But then we started seeing some fun things. Now I'm saying I started seeing some fun things. So the V&A on the left took a picture of a bust with a human hand taking a selfie. When Chicago on the right came online 6 hours later, they wanted to do something similar. So we started seeing, national museums and smaller museums in the States. So we started seeing museums internationally start to talk to each other and start to say, hey, I like what you did there, can I do it? And then they started following each other, and then they were doing it within their collections. So it wasn't just a one-off. The big one was Jay-Z supposedly doing a museum selfie. I don't know if that's a museum, certainly not a selfie, but you know what, it caused a lot of interest and a lot of articles wrote about that, and they started contacting me because they were using the hashtag, because apparently he used the hashtag when he did that. So it just exploded in the States after that. So it wasn't just museum people, we're now getting into the music industry and other industries.